God is good. And all the time. Good morning. It is great to see you all. If you would turn with me to your announcements, which are really short, which we are not used to in this church, which is great, I guess. So, but anyway, please make sure that the study guide, take this home, sit it beside your prayer chair that Homer's going to talk about here in a few minutes, and spend some time with God in prayer, and you have a little devotion here to use each day in that regard. So, are you ready for an awesome worship service today?
Yes.
All right. Those who are visiting with us today, first of all, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. It is great to see you. All right. Well, let's begin with an opening prayer and prelude, and then we'll go from there. Oh, you have an announcement?
I do.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. I don't know I don't know how many of you were present for the cantata this year, but it was a beautiful cantata, and Deanna worked so hard with us, helping us to get the strange rhythms and a good vocal sound. And the chancel choir would just like to make a small gift presentation to Deanna.
Oh, come on down, Miss Deanna. She is a woman with great patience, right?
Yes.
I think all of the choir members can say amen to that.
Amen.
Yes. All right. Sincerely, Deanna, thank you for all your hard work. Appreciate it. All right, let us begin now with a prayer. Dear God, you know what? You just amaze us on a daily basis. And we thank you so much for all that you do for us. We thank you, Lord, for those times when we have areas in our life where we need to grow, and maybe you hold back just a little bit. Help us grow into the moment. We give you praise, Lord, that you were thinking of us before our eyelids were open to this day. We thank you, God, as we begin for some of us and continue for others to focus on this season. We thank you that you loved us enough to send your one and only Son to become a human being, to experience all those things that we experience. The highs and lows of life, the joy-filled times and the times that we experience death. What an amazing God you must be to send your Son to experience those things for us and with us. And today, as we gather together, we ask, Lord, and even though we know that you are present, we have faith that you are present, Lord, we want to be deliberate in asking for your presence in our service. We come here, Lord, to focus on you and to worship you, to lift you up, to empower us, Lord. And we just thank you for your presence. So anoint us. Wash us clean. Shine your light in all those dark corners of our life. Any evil or negative thoughts that are in this room, Lord, may you wash over them and may you make them run scared from this place. For we love you and that's why we're here. Be with us this week as we worship your Son as we celebrate Christmas. Thank you, God, for everything. Make us one with each other and one with you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.